Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Friday, March 10th, 2023. So, on a day that is numerically three away from what might be a bad luck Friday, did you do the crossword?
Yes, and it was not unlucky at all.
Oh, well, good. Mm-hmm. You liked it?
Yeah. It was hard, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get one filled in until about halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
but I just chipped away at it, and I did get it finished.
Yeah, me too. Although I had many, many places where I sort of sabotaged my own puzzle solving. My favorite was 17 across, skedaddle unexpectedly. I figured out it was up and L, and I had up and leg it.
Oh.
You know, sort of like if you run away, you leg it.
You do?
Well, I do.
I've heard of leg up, but I've never heard of leg it.
Yep, let's leg it. That means run away.
Okay.
But apparently Claire Rimkus, who wrote this crossword, was unfamiliar with that or chose instead to use the probably much better up and leave.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I think one of the reasons why I had up and leg it was eight down, slight advantage in political forecasting. I had edge.
Uh-huh.
So that G combined with an L two squares over just sounded like leg. So uh-huh. I had to up and leg what? Uh-huh. Up and leg it. It made
okay.
perfectly good sense at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to sort of abandon that.
Uh-huh.
my second biggest problem, 35 across, firm support for a mum to be. And I thought, I had the word pregnancy, and I thought, firm support, I get it, it's from a company. And so I had pregnancy policy. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a company with a pregnancy policy.
No.
I mean, there's maternity leave, why not pregnancy policy?
Okay.
Anywho, because the P matched and the L matched.
Yes, the first one.
Of what was the correct answer, which was pregnancy pillow.
Yes.
And I guess that's also firm support.
Uh-huh. I guess so.
So well, maybe the next time they do firm support for a mum-to-be, they could do maternity leave.
Uh-huh. That would be firm support.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in many countries, that's just sort of a given, but...
Uh-huh.
Anywho, so I had problems there. Mm-hmm. But where did you have, or did you have any problems?
Well, like I said, I just couldn't get any foothold anywhere. But once I did, and I don't even remember where my first one was that I knew,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I just got one here and one there, and then I'd do some downs, and I'd get a couple there, and pretty soon I had the whole thing done.
Hmm.
So I really didn't have any major area that gave me a lot of trouble. But I will say I got the lower left corner first, and I kind of worked up from there.
Yeah, I think that might have been the case for me too.
Mm-hmm.
They had... for example, seconds, 58 across was more. That wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And reclines was lies.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't too bad either.
Mm-hmm.
Lacking width and depth for short was 1D.
Yes, I knew that one because, you know, we had like 1D or 2D, I can't remember, in one of the crosswords that really tripped me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to get a real word, not something like a 2D
right.
or 1D. So, and then the one going down that 1D crossed with was Sesame Street resident, and that was Elmo.
Sure. And once you had the O mm-hmm. of 1D, it's
yeah.
just like it had to be
mm-hmm.
Elmo, or yeah. vice versa.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, speaking of numbers, so 24 down, losing dice roll. So I had ones.
So did I.
And then I thought twos.
Me too.
And then I decided I could rule out 3, 4, 5,
yeah.
and if you spelled it correctly, sixes.
Uh-huh.
And eventually it turned out to be crap.
Crap.
It's like, oh, that was sneaky.
Yeah.
But it's a Friday.
Yeah. But we've had that before. We've had that, roll. Bad dice roll was crap.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I forgot it. But eventually I got that worked in there. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
49 across, Tolkien's Sauron for one. The answer was Lord.
Yes.
Boy, I did not get that for a while.
Me either. I was just trying to think, what could he be? I mean, he was the enemy. He was the antagonist,
the bad guy.
So villain.
Right.
But none of those fit.
Nope.
But he was a lord.
Yes. And that, every little bit helped in this puzzle. But I had the L starting off because 9 down secures was locks.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to sort of work up into that.
But, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But
I liked 25 across. That might have been the first one that I got. Big little role in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought Hulk. Because, he gets big and he gets little, but then I thought, oh, no, it's Ant-Man. He gets little and then he gets big.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might have been the first one I got.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 33 across, pronounced, was oral.
Yeah. That was tough.
right. Because I wanted it to be pronounced as sort of emphasized.
Right. Me too.
And and I had I saw the word oral, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I believe this.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
21 down was they're easy to read. They're easy to read, typically. And the answer was bad liars.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, that was good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a good clue. But a hard answer.
I was thinking of like Dr. Seuss, ABC books, all sorts of things that had nothing to do with the eventual right answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
12 down, things on spines, book titles. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. At one point, I was trying to get sea anemones into there for no apparent reason.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, because I thought they were sort of spiny.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't get me anywhere.
Right. Uh-huh. One that it took me a while, but I got it. 16 across, pantsless Disney character. And I thought, well, it could be Donald Duck.
Right.
But it turned out to be Pooh.
Yeah, I didn't think that really limited the field particularly much when you said pantsless Disney character.
Uh-huh.
Could have been anywhere. But yeah, as you say, it was Pooh.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it could have been, let's see. I guess Mickey Mouse wears pants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does Daisy wear pants? I don't think of the ducks do.
No, none of the ducks wear.
They're ducks.
They're ducks, yeah.
Pluto doesn't wear pants. What about Goofy? Goofy wears pants.
Goofy wears pants.
Right.
Minnie usually wears a dress. I don't see her in pants.
Right.
So, but yeah. So I thought that was funny. And the one below it, I sort of thought I knew that answer, but then I wasn't sure. 18 across, it has a higher population of pigs than people. And I thought, it could be Iowa, because Iowa has a lot of pork. But I didn't put it in right away. But then eventually I came back. And I'm like, yeah, it is Iowa. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe that it was a country.
Yeah, I tried Cuba.
Oh.
and then I tried Peru, because I didn't really know, but it was four letters, and so it seemed eligible.
Yeah, no, I always thought of Iowa as having a lot of pork, so, and I was right.
I guess...
I mean, they're home of the Dubuque, they make bacon and...
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
I'll take your word for it.
But yeah.
Well, I was thinking that... Iowa, come for the pork. Somehow that just, there's something about pork that you can't really put on a license plate without it having a double entendre.
Uh-huh.
So we are the pork capital. It's just like, well, stay away from my wallet. I liked how Iowa crossed with 13 down, words of appreciation. I owe you.
Uh-huh.
I owe you one.
Yeah.
And that was sort of tricky.
Iowa and I owe you one. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even understand. Let's see, 31 down was cousin of axolotus, and it was Newt's. And then we had, let's see, where did they have I'm trying to remember where they had axolitis, because they used that somewhere else too.
They did? 31 down, there's another place I think it was used.
Okay,
cousins
maybe.
Cousins of axolotls.
Maybe I'm just hallucinating that. Yeah, maybe it just did appear in one place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to try and see if I can find it in two. Nope, just one place. Never mind.
Yep.
22 across, the salt of conversation, not the food, per William Hazlitt. And the answer was wit.
Wit, yes.
That was great.
Uh-huh. And that crossed with posers, 22 down, posers.
Poseurs. It's French.
Yes.
Poseur.
Mm-hmm. Wannabes.
Yes.
Wannabes. That's a good Friday word.
Mm-hmm.
Wannabes.
As opposed to the bad liars, who are also sort of poseurs in a way.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Let's see. I had no idea, but 47 across. Better Call Saul character, blank Fring, was Gus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Although
I thought it might have been Guy, but then
yeah,
it turned out to be Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
56 across, I totally messed up. Citrus drink since 1979. So in the middle of that, we had 57 down, blank haw, which I am contractually obligated to always answer with hee-haw,
oh,
thanks to my upbringing. Uh-huh. And so I had something, hello, and then I had it with hello. And so I thought maybe there's a drink called hello, hello. Or maybe it was British and it was like hello, hello. I don't know. I was
hello.
But 56 down, the org for DC United, it was something LS, and I thought, it turned out to be MLS. Uh-huh. And that answer for the drink turned out to be Mellow Yellow.
That's right.
Which I am definitely familiar with.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the one underneath it, I got that one fairly quickly. Toy brick figurine.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it had to be Lego.
Right.
It turned out to be a Lego person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to sort of get on board with that one too, but...
Uh-huh.
Let's see, community spirit, 48 across, ethos.
Right.
That wasn't too bad. But then 46 down that crossed that, cheated in slang was hosed.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that was slang for cheated.
Mm. Yeah, you say, oh, like, we're hosed. Like they've been cheated out of something, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
26 down, like singer Michelle Williams and actress Michelle Williams, no relation.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I first tried to put unrelated in there, but
oh.
But I thought, well, no, I had Ant-Man. I wanted to keep it, so it turned out to be no relations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that O in no relations crossed with 32 across, actress Lindsay Lohan. And I thought to myself, whatever happened to Lindsay Lohan? You know, she was such a popular child star. She was in all kinds of Disney things and... Then she kind of got wild, and then she just kind of disappeared.
Maybe we should send out a search party.
No, I'm sure she's probably doing fine, living off the millions she made when she was a child star. But
mm-hmm.
but a name you don't see too often.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's see, 15 across, man oh man was Holy Toledo.
Uh-huh.
And man, oh man, that took me a while to get that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I think that's where I ended up in that corner. I couldn't get anything up there. But eventually, I got a few things.
I think my breakthrough was with 9 down, like some boards. I was thinking it was going to be editorial.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it turned out to be advisory.
Uh-huh.
And when I got advisory, and they also, I don't know if Claire had me in mind when she was doing this, but 7 down, assembly of starships, 5 letters, that has to be a fleet.
Uh-huh.
So I had, and even though I wasn't quite sure if it was, and also, they also gave, you know, 5 down, or 5, yeah, 5 down, blank be an honor, it'd be an honor, uh-huh. ITD. That also, I thought, was a pretty nice... Mm-hmm. You know, sort of pretty easy. And a bad one down, a bad joke must land with one. Thud.
Well, I put thud in, but then I couldn't seem to get any traction with it because the next one over, 2 down, was bit of cowboy gear.
Right.
And I put spur.
Yep, because so. That's the correct answer, except it isn't.
It was rope.
It was rope.
Uh-huh. So I took all that out, and the only thing I had up there was the id. It'd be a, well, pleasure.
It'd. Mm-hmm.
It'd be a pleasure. And then the one right before it, Ibsen's Peer, and I knew that was Peer Gynt.
Right.
So I had the first one, a G and an I together.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, a Y and a T together. and the third one down, and end in a DD. You know, it's just like, I'm not getting anything from any of that.
Right.
So.
I didn't give up on thud. I just knew that had to be correct. Uh-huh. It's the only thing a joke can, that's the only sound a joke can make when it falls. Uh-huh. Thud. So, but yeah, that one down for the bit of cowboy gear, I found that to be tricky too.
Yeah, two down.
And then even 10 down, trouble.
I put ill to begin with, and I thought, oh, this surely doesn't end in an I, that first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I wanted it to be bug. As in
oh,
trouble
like
someone,
bug,
you bug
yeah.
them.
Uh-huh. Turned out to be whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
11 down, like a hive mind. It was five letters. I started off with itchy.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, you know, you got hives, you itch. I'm not sure why a mind would be itchy. And it turns out there's no reason why, because the correct answer was apian.
That's right.
That was quite good.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. A lot of great clues in here.
There were. It was, and it was a struggle for me. So I ended up with... you know, previously I had had edge for eight down, slight advantage mm-hmm. in political forecasting. And so when I gave up on that, I thought, oh, it's got to be, I had LEA and I thought, oh, it's lead because you'd be in the lead.
Uh-huh.
But that crossed with 20 across blank VD Vicious, critically acclaimed 2000 album by The Hives, which is sort of cute because of 11 down about uh-huh. the hive mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I had VD, V-E-D-I, and it's, you know, the Caesar quote is Vini, Vidi, Vici,
uh-huh.
and I had VD, V-E-D-I, VD, V-I-D-I, vicious, and I thought, okay, fine, and I was sure that lead was correct.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure of my vast time that I spent solving this, what percentage of it was spent looking for that in.
Oh.
But, you know, I had the whole thing filled in, and I'm like, I am so happy I got it filled in. And so it's like, there was no mistake anywhere. And I was looking all over the grid. And then finally, I'm like, I wonder about VD here. So I went through the alphabet and got it on N.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That was one good thing. When I put in my last letter, it solved.
So yeah, I almost
that made me feel pretty happy.
I never get that.
I don't get it too often, and definitely not very often on a Friday or a Saturday, mm-hmm. but this one solved.
So. I don't even really mind it on a Friday or Saturday. It's Sunday when it really...
Yeah, that's when it's hard
just
to
like
find
a great
mistake.
Homework.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Probably how my students react when I give it to them. All right. Well, listen, it's Friday.
That's right.
And for a fun fact, we're going to read two letters that we got. The first is from Trey. And let's see. He says, Guinea-Bissau and my last email. Wow, I'm writing 2 days in a row, but I'm compelled to respond to the call for Guinea-Bissau listeners. I may be as close as you'll get.
As I remember, that was the one. It was clued. Country next to Senegal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, very good.
It was Guinea-Bissau.
Yes. As I mentioned in my previous email, my last name, Mendez, is the result of African colonization and a changed spelling. The name comes from the Portuguese name Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-S. That was the name my great-grandfather brought with him from the Portuguese colony of the Cape Verde Islands, a tiny archipelago off the coast of Senegal where people speak a creole of Portuguese. Cape Verde banded with another Portuguese colony to fight a war for independence. The intent was to form an independent country consisting of Cape Verde and, I think you know where this is going, Guinea-Bissau. By the end of the fighting, Cape Verde had separated from its partner in the struggle for independence and formed its own nation. So while I can't call Guinea-Bissau my ancestral home, we share a common bond.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely, President of the Balkan and Lusophone African regional chapter of the Gene and Mike Fan Club, Trey. Yeah, so that was just amazing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I figure that did deserve a fun fact right there.
Definitely. Uh-huh.
And we have another fun fact. This is from Randall, and it's about dank memes.
Uh-huh.
Hi, guys. Dank meme, question mark? That was a new one to me as well, but here's what it evidently means. Dank meme refers to viral internet content that, due to overuse or passing trends, has lost its value or currency. Huh. Okay, well, now we know.
Well, yeah.
Random.
Huh.
So that's interesting, you know, because I think of dank as something moist or sort of like a dank
dismal.
Basement.
Yeah, something's kind of dismal.
Yeah. But I guess, like all things in English, they just sort of evolve. So
I guess.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, both of you, for those great emails. And if anyone else wants to follow in their footsteps, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We love feedback.
Yes, we do.
And just a reminder that this Tuesday we're going to have another Triplet Tuesday contest. So start practicing now. Go back through the old Tuesdays to listen to how we play that contest. And in the meantime, we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword.
Saturday's
crossword. We can do it.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, you can do it.
I don't know.
And we'll be back. Whatever happens, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow.
Bye-bye.